introduce the next speaker, William Rundell. Bill Rundell has recently become Director of Mathematical Sciences at the National Science Foundation. He was educated in Glasgow and then in Indiana, and has had a very distinguished career in applied mathematics. He's no stranger to Canada either. He's been a distinguished lecturer at the Fields Institute and was for some time chairman at Texas A&M University. When I learned from Philippe Tondeur that he was going to finish his term and really step down, which upset lots of people from the NSF, I was, of course, very concerned that he would find someone who had the leadership and the force to follow him. And after some time of the development of the process, he said to me, "Well, you know, I can't tell you anything, of course, but don't worry, the person who's coming on is extremely strong. You won't be disappointed." So indeed, Bill Rundell has had great energy and force, and is just at the beginning of his development at NSF, but I really look forward to great things under him and to a little talk about the NSF's role. Bill.
Thank you very much, David. It's a pleasure to be in a place with such wonderful mountains, especially when they've got good taste to name them after my own clan. I have to admit, I eyed this fellow up several times today and wondered whether tomorrow he can fall to a climb. I've been talked out of it. My wife is here and said my insurance doesn't cover it. David has very forcibly pointed out the wonders of Oberwolfach, the jewel in the mathematical crown in many ways, and the fact that for years and years this continent said, "Why can't we have one? Why can't we have one?" And of course it's now happened. Let me tell you the themes of NSF. The motifs are three. They are people, ideas, and tools. We have to modify them a little bit. People, ideas, and connections. Our tools are connections. Our tools and connections are institutes. And we have made many, many more. Oberwolfach may have been the first. Actually, Oberwolfach was modeled on the institute in Göttingen, which, of course, is legendary in mathematics. And not only in mathematics, but it spawned what has been called the century of physics, which the physicists claim is the 20th century. I will get back to that later. It happened because of many, many things. We'll get to there too. You've heard it already. It's people. A few people who made it happen. But ideas. Let's talk about ideas. Indeed, it has been claimed that the 17th and 18th century belonged to mathematics. The 19th was a toss-up, and physics seemed to have won the PR battle and claimed the 20th. But if you look at the ideas behind the ideas, they came from mathematics. There's been claims for the 21st century. The computer scientists and the life scientists are vying for who owns the 21st century. Well, guess what? They can vie, but it's quite clear that mathematics retains its central place. Computer science came out of mathematics. Its pantheon of greats were mathematicians. Life scientists have new vogue. The new term in life science is the quantification of life science. But they've realized it's more than just numbers. Actually, I've heard the following line, or something very like it, several times in the last month. Mathematics is biology's new microscope, only better. Biology is mathematics' new physics, only better. I think this shows that, in fact, our centrality is key. Our ideas have been formative throughout the centuries of which science has dominated, and we have been the queen of sciences. Many people in this room have contributed to the last part of it, the part of the heritage. I think this is a wonderful time to be a mathematician. Actually, if you think about it, any time in the last 300-400 years has been a wonderful time to be a mathematician. But this is certainly maybe a little bit better than average. All these sciences that are spawning, taking over, the technology that's moving, mathematics is behind it. When you see a child or a teenager with a cell phone, don't tell them about the technology. He knows that. She knows that. Of course, there was wonderful solid-state physics coming out of condensed matter that made the chips in there. But the algorithms, the coding, came from hundreds of years of algebra and number theory. We have to keep promoting the fact that we have done this. Last but not least, I mentioned people. It was the first in the list. And of course, people was what makes the difference. Today, in a rare move I've never seen before, Nassif apologized for being assertive. But you see, David pointed out the problem. Everyone had claimed the idea of a North American over Wolfbach. But you see, you don't make that happen from playing the normal game. It doesn't require a vision to say we should have one. It required a vision to put it together, and a certain relentlessness and attention to detail to make it work. And I think exactly those features is what Nassif put together. In the United States, there's been a renaissance in mathematics, as there has in other countries. And it's been a renaissance in funding and money. Some of the things that we are now contributing towards, and the ability that we have to make computer science and the life sciences vibrant, has come from a huge increase in funding. That came from vision of many people. But again, it required a trigger, a match to make it work. And again, I want to pay homage to an individual who is not unconnected with BERS. In fact, was the one who signed part of the money for BERS and who has made the budget of the National Science Foundation for Mathematics what it is. And that is Philippe Tondeur. I'd like to... Both these people share the vision of many others. What is special is the fact that they have the determination, tenacity, and belief to make their ideas work. We owe a huge debt to the people who put the time in. We owe an even greater debt, the debt to those people who put the time in and have that extra spark to make it work. I thank you both. I thank everyone here for organizing this event. And we in the lower half of North America are very, very proud to be part of what you've created. It's wonderful for science, wonderful for mathematics, and you have done great service to humanity. Thank you.